Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Pastor Kel Chinen is the senior pastor of Moanalua Gardens Missionary Church. He's also the CEO of Transformation Hawaii. Pastor Eli Kapihe is the senior pastor at Windward Missionary Church. He's the head of the Hawaiian Gate of Transformation Hawaii and the chairperson of the Transformation Conference. Pastor Ron Yoshida is the worship pastor at Moanalua Gardens Missionary Church and the Arts and Entertainment Gate leader of Transformation Hawaii. These dear men of God are in studio with us today to share heart-to-heart with you about an upcoming conference called the Transformation Hawaii Conference. Capture practical ways to move your family from dysfunction to destiny. Now, you know, I can't think of any better way to prepare the nest for the speakers that are going to be sharing at this conference, the conference itself, the goals, how it'll make a difference in your life, other than to say, look, let's set the nest up of what will be shared by finding out more about Pastor Kel, Pastor Ron, and Pastor Eli. Their stories. How did they get involved? Why are they so passionate about the things that God is doing here in Hawaii at this time? Pastor Kel, welcome to our show. I'm glad you're with us. I've been waiting, maybe from the beginning of The Good Life Hawaii to have Pastor Kel tune in on my show. And by God's grace, it is happening now. Pastor Kel, thanks. Thanks for coming.
It's great to be here, Danny. Thank you for having me on. I was waiting for you all this time. What are you talking about?
It's on me. My bad. Pastor, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kaneohe, but I also grew up at, if there's any place I grew up at Kalihi Union Church. Mm. My father became a believer, and my mother became believers, when I was born. I don't know if they started attending church just before I was born or after I was born, but really that's really, if there's any place that was home for me as I was growing up. So.
Well, Hiroshi Chinen has a great legacy at Kalihi Union Church, and you know, your dad and mom have really impacted many lives, generations, really,
yeah.
Because of their dedication to the Lord and their love for young people.
Absolutely, yeah. And we run across people who have been touched by dad's ministry to kids when they were like 7th grade, 8th grade. And here it is, they're like in their 50s today.
Yeah.
And they still remember, talk about him.
He had a unique grace.
Yeah.
I mean, and you think about that age group. That's a real tenuous time in
the life of
young people.
That's right. Most people are avoiding 7th, 8th graders, you know.
He's gravitating to them.
Yes, yeah.
And they're being magnetized to him.
Yeah.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, I mean, we're sounding redundant here, but it was Dad. My father was probably the greatest influence of my life in terms of just his walk with the Lord. And how he loved us. He certainly was not perfect. He was far from perfect, and he was just a brand new Christian. But as he was growing up in the Lord, we were privileged to stand alongside with him. You know, and Dad just told me last week. He said that he was so deeply involved in the labor union disputes that was going on. In fact, he said, in some ways, he was being mentored by people who were later convicted of being communists. and that was really how he was so involved in those cells back then. But he really found real hope when he found Jesus Christ, and that made all the difference in the world.
How did you become a Christian?
Well, you know, when you grow up in a church, and Danny, I think you may be able to identify with this too. When you grow up in a church, you accept the Lord must be at least 100 times. there are so many times you hear a speaker and you accept the Lord. And my earliest prayers, my mom taught me how to pray, and my mom taught me about Jesus. My earliest memories is taking a nap and my mom reading the story of Jesus to me, and talking to me about Jesus. And I remember one day when I was really little, I was before I went to school, I asked mom, said, "Mom, how does a person go to heaven?" Because I could feel death, you know, and the fear of death even at a young age. And so she shared Jesus with me. And after that, the peace of Christ came over me. I wish I could say I walked with the Lord, you know, from then on. But, you know, you kind of take things for granted. Growing up in a Christian home, I got tired of the family prayers, you know, and dad reading scripture to us. I look back now, I so appreciate it. Mm-hmm. But back then, you know, was like, oh man, you know, and I'd be embarrassed. My dad would lead all his family members in prayer. And, you know, hardly anybody were Christians back then in my family. And I'd be going, "Dad, don't do that." But, you know, of course, I wasn't going to stop him. You know, that was in my spirit. I was saying that. But so I had to come to my own, you know, you grow up as a Christian. I always loved Jesus. But then there comes a time when he has to become yours, and you're influenced by your friends, and everybody was coming into play. And so I think there are several significant points. One, Billy Graham came to town when I was in elementary school. And I was, he was at the old Honolulu Stadium, and he was speaking and talked about what it means to receive Christ. And, you know, I just said, you know what, I'm going to really make it official. And we were like in center field, and Billy Graham was at home plate where the stage was. And I remember sitting there thinking, oh man, really feeling the Lord calling me to go. Not really sure, but finally I said, you know, I'm going to go. And got up off of my chair. I didn't say anything to anybody. I just got up because all my cousins was there. My father was there, and probably the whole family. But I didn't look left, right. I just got up, and I made beeline straight down the field across the old Honolulu Stadium to Billy Graham. And I think that was probably another solid decision, right, in those preteen years. Mm-hmm. And then again, I go off on my own again. Mm. You know, so this is crazy, but I still love the Lord, but he wasn't, you know, as a teenager again, I had accepted him as a little child, and then as a child, sixth grader, and then now I was in high school, and I pretty much had I had everything I wanted in life. In sophomore, I had been elected the president of my sophomore class. I was the captain of one of the captains of the football team, and I was like, life was pretty good, you know. But there was this beautiful girl that was in my homeroom with me. Her name was Joy Nakakura, and I wanted to take her out, you know, for, I don't know, some kind of banquet, and our band banquet. So, but when I went to ask her, somebody else had beat me to it. And so I said, oh, man, I really got to get to know this girl. So
You got more desirous.
yeah, exactly. So I called her up and said, "Hey, Joy, hey, listen. I knew she was real religious, what I thought was religious. I said, "Hey, Joy, can I talk to you about religion?" You know, that was my way of trying to, you know, talk to her. She goes, "Sure, I'll talk to you about religion." She's thinking, okay, great, you know, because I wasn't walking with the Lord, you know. And
Did you know you were already wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove?
Not the gentle as a dove part, the wise as a serpent part. So I said, "Hey, listen." So we went for a walk, and So I said, so I figured, well, I cannot lie to her, you know. So I said, okay, so tell me about, you know, religion. Because I said, you know, I grew up in church, you know, and I go, most of my Sunday school friends, you know, we just fool around. I said, but when I look at you, you really know God, you know. And I said, you know, I know about God, but you know God, you know Jesus. And I had more, you know, I'd memorized a whole bunch of scriptures, but I never know Jesus. I knew all about Jesus, but I never know Jesus. You know what I mean? And that personal relationship. And she said, oh, you know, it's just because he's everything to me, you know. And it was kind of phenomenal, because after that, I still wanted to take her out. Don't get me wrong. That was still, in fact, that woman ended up becoming my wife, you know. After I dropped her off, I went off by myself, and the Lord used that to touch my heart.
A moment, a heart-touching moment, indeed. Joy Nakakura, years later, will become Joy Chinen. And God would, as we know today, build a ministry that through Wanlow Gardens Missionary Church has impacted thousands of people, not only in the islands, but all over the world. Pastor Cal Chinen is here along with Pastor Eli Kapihe and Pastor Ron Yoshida. There's a big conference coming up, Transformation Hawaii Conference. Come and capture practical ways to move your family from dysfunction to destiny. It's coming up July 17th and 18th. From 6 to 9 p.m., you're going to hear more about the conference and find out more how you can be a part of it as Pastor Cal and Pastor Eli, Pastor Ron share heart to heart with you. It makes me wonder, okay, God uses a beautiful young lady to attract a man who is wise as a serpent, gutsy as all get out. But what does God do to call someone to ministry? I mean, to go to Wheaton College in Illinois, to go to Western Seminary on the West Coast. You'll hear more from Pastor Cal Chinen when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling.
to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
You'll be able to hear Dr. Ed Silvoso listen to the stories of a spiritual father who has a heart for the nations and a desire to see the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Also, speakers like Colette Machado and Eli Kapihe, Cal Chinan, Francis Oda, Michelle and Rob Okimura, Alan Cardenas, Wendell Davis, and Deborah Lee, and more when you... Hearing stories like these today, there's nothing quite like hearing someone talk about their life and how it relates to you. Stories connect with stories. Your story, my story. You can find out more at transformationhawaii.org. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm grateful that you're with us today. Cal Chinan has been sharing about how he became a follower of Jesus Christ. I do want to know how he became a pastor. How did he feel called or sense a calling to ministry? Pastor Cal, how did that happen?
Well, I think, the Bible says that we are his workmanship, created in Christ for good works that he has planned already for us. He already has it in store for us. So, when my parents used to pray for me, one of the things they got was they sensed that I was going to be in a pastor. And there was a time when I was in the eighth grade of all times, and me and my friends were talking story, what do you want to be, when you grow up? And one guy said engineer, a bunch said engineer, another said, lawyers and that kind of stuff. And I kind of always wanted to be a lawyer and be an elected official. In fact, I had a secret ambition to be governor of Hawaii, But what came out of my mouth when we were all talking story, everybody's saying, I want to be, this. And so they said, okay, Calvin, what you want to be? I said, I think I would like to be a pastor. And everybody said, what? And I said, what? Where did that come from? And it was God's hand upon me. And, then a few years later, when I really gave myself back to the Lord as a young adult, as a teenager, which was really my really adult decision at that time, even though I was a teenager, after being with Joy. And I said to the Lord, if you are real, then show yourself to me, because I got to know you're real, all these years. And in my heart, it just opened up. And as soon as my heart opened up, I knew I was supposed to go into the ministry, into pastoral ministry. It was just something I knew. And went home and told my dad. He says, well, that's what you told me when you were a kid. I said, really? I don't remember that. Both my parents just affirmed me in it. And so, and our pastors. And next thing you know, I'm at Wheaton College.
Why did you choose Wheaton?
We went, you and I both grew up at Kalihi Union, so at that time was Stan Johnson, so mm-hmm. I went in to see Stan.
That's where he went.
exactly.
And that's where Billy Graham went.
That's where Billy Graham went, That's where Moses went,
You kind of get that feeling, in America when it comes to Christian heritage, and that's where Cal Chinan went. What was it like for you being there at Wheaton?
It was horrible for me. Okay, and the reason it was horrible was I'd never lived on the mainland before. I'd never even visited the mainland before. Hmm. The farthest I had ever gone was Kauai, okay? Maybe Maui, that's the farthest I'd gone.
That was a big trip.
That was a big trip, man, And we pull into Wheaton, and the cultural shock hit me full force. I was not very cross-cultural, it was like living in a foreign land, In fact, later on, we went to Taiwan and to Hong Kong, to South America. Those cultural jumps were like nothing compared to the cultural jump to Midwest America and the evangelical heartbeat of America, so to speak. And it was a whole new world. So I had a hard time actually adjusting, that was for me. I needed to go through that. I needed to overcome even prejudice. against white people. Mm. Where I always, and it wasn't prejudice where I was angry at white people so much as I felt inferior to white people. Because I couldn't talk like them. I was, you know, I'm a little guy. I'm fat, but I'm not tall. I'm real little over there. And so I kind of had to get over the chip on my shoulder, you know, and learn to be. And you got a bunch of 18-year-olds, you know. But it was, at the same time, it was one of the most wonderful. And to this day, just this morning, I called Wheaton and talking and getting some connections there. And to this day, I so appreciate the education I received there.
What a heritage.
So, yeah.
What a heritage you're a part of.
Yeah.
You're a part of.
Yeah.
Now, you went to seminary, and Western Seminary.
Yeah.
Why there? What did God? What was God preparing you for, as you moved on to the West Coast?
Well, you know, the common track. In fact, I was really seriously looking at going to the East Coast. I wanted to go to either Gordon or to Princeton. It was the two top schools that I was looking at. But I wanted more to get married. Okay.
That was a higher degree.
That was more important. And Joy and I, you know, we'd been separated for 4 years, you know, and, you know, so our relationship was still, we had to change from being, you know, teenagers who, so to speak, thought they loved each other to now young adults, what it meant to love each other. And so came back from school and said, I'm going to develop this relationship with Joy and see what happens. And as a result of that, we decided to get married. And then after that, I thought, I'm not going to go take her to the East Coast, because I didn't want her to have to adjust to so many things. And the Lord led us to Western, and which I so appreciate to this day, because their emphasis was so strong on the Word of God. And I look at where we are today, where there's so, the Word of God literally is being watered down in front of our eyes, and both by Christians and obviously by the world, but we're seeing it happening in the church. And I feel that pressure to water down the Word of God and to compromise, you know, and to be squeezed into the pressure of the world. And I go back to that education I received, and it was so powerful for me and really laid a bedrock and anchor for my faith.
Yeah. I marvel at the way God sovereignly chooses to gift certain people with certain giftings, and some with the ability to communicate. And somewhere I heard, Pastor Cal, that when there was a top preacher in Western Seminary, and the graduation class of Cal Chinen,
who told you these
Cal was the top guy. Now, how did you get involved with Transformation Hawaii?
Well, you know, I went through a depression back in 1998. Our church went through a tough time. I went through a tough time. It lasted for a couple of years. And it caused me to really reevaluate what church is all about, reevaluate what God's call was upon my life. Everything had to be, in many ways, God had taken me to the fire to burn away a lot of the hay, wood, and stubble. And now, what was the most important things that I wanted to really focus in on? And I heard Ed Savoso speak, and Dean Fujishima was one of our pastors on staff at that time. And Dean is very prophetic, so he turns to me and goes, Cal, let's go to Argentina. And I go, what's in Argentina? You know what I mean? I had never been to South America before, much less all the way down to Argentina. He says, no, Cal, I know we're supposed to go. God is calling us. I said, okay, well, you can go, you know, and God bless you as you go, you know. But he kept pushing me. And then another pastor, Pastor Rob Gross, he calls me up. He goes, Cal, I think you're supposed to go to Argentina. I said, you know, all these prophets, they're coming up to me. You know, I don't feel any witness. So I said, I'll tell you what, to please you guys, I will present it to our elders. If they think I'll go, I need to go, then I'll go, you know. So I presented it to our elders, and they said, you know what? We all think you're supposed to go. So I said, okay, great. And we went down to Argentina. And when I went to Argentina, I was blown away at seeing the faith of these people, at seeing whole cities that were turning to the Lord, you know, at where you'd walk down the street and you'd see people so open. The spiritual climate was so open. People were accepting the Lord left and right on the streets, Danny. It was, the spiritual climate was wide open.
It sounds almost like a, like the days of the Great Awakening. It,
exactly.
On the East Coast of America.
Exactly. That's exactly what it felt like. You know, I mean, I wasn't there, but that's what I would imagine it was like. And, you know, and people were being delivered and people were being set free. People were being healed. I had had this back pain for years. And I'm in a service, and this guy prays for Omar Cabrera. He prays for, like, there's about 6,000 of us. And he goes, Lord, just release your healing. And I'm going, okay, you know, I grew up as an evangelical where this kind of stuff is still kind of new. And I'm standing there, and all of a sudden my back gets healed. And it just was healed. It was like, okay, this is really powerful.
You felt it.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, ooh, and then, you know, this thing one hit me.
Right.
It was just... the pain went away.
Wow.
Just went away. Mm. You know, it was, and it was like, and it, you know, if I strain my back today, I'll get pain. But other than that, no, I don't get back pain anymore. And this is 15 years ago. But not only that, but it was more the salvations and seeing people genuinely come to the Lord. And so seeing all of that, I said, you know what, we really, I long for this to happen here in Hawaii.
He's talking about a transformation movement that was going on in Argentina. This is the entree of Calchinen and others who became a part of a ministry now that's called Transformation Hawaii. And a Transformation Hawaii conference is coming up July 17th and 18th. And you're invited to be a part of it. TransformationHawaii.org. That's how you can find out more. Hey, it's likened, as we just talked, to the days of George Whitefield and John and Charles Wesley there in the 1700s. Of course, there was a second awakening later in the 1800s. It happened in Argentina, South America.
And in Hawaii.
And in Hawaii. God is moving, and this is how you can be a part of it. July 17th and 18th, when we come back, we'll hear more about how this unfolded here in these islands from Pastor Cal, Pastor Ellie, and Pastor Ron. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Colette Machado will be a speaker at the Transformation Hawaii Conference. You can observe the story of how God changed a troublemaker into a peacemaker for the sake of Hawaii. Francis Oda, hear the untold story of how God takes a person from the ghetto to the palace. That and more. Transformation Hawaii Conference. Come and capture practical ways to move your family from dysfunction to destiny. July 17th and 18th. And it will be at New Life Church. You can find out more at transformationhawaii.org. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm here with Pastor Kel Chin, and he's flanked by Pastor Eli Kapihe and Pastor Ron Yoshida. You can find out more about this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get it in its entirety. Maybe you're tuning in right now. You want to get the whole podcast. You can get it for free, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Pastor Cal, you know, before our break, we're there in Argentina, as you're explaining. An awakening is breaking out there. It's opening your eyes, something you've never seen before. What happened inside of you in being a part of that, and how did it come to Hawaii?
Well, you know, there are so many things that happened, but one of the keys was just, for me, in understanding that the Great Commission is calling us to not just disciple individuals, which we must do, but it literally, when you look at it in the original language, in the Greek, it is to disciple nations. That Jesus said, you know, that we must go and disciple nations. And in our American way of thinking, because we're so individualistic, we can't think of that. That's beyond our conception. But here I was witnessing before my eyes, you know, and actually part of the history of America is that concept. Here in Hawaii, Henry O, when he becomes a believer, Opokaha'ia, he prays for all of Hawaii. He doesn't just pray for individuals in Hawaii. And he prays for all of Hawaii to turn to Jesus Christ, and God answered his prayers. And that's what I said to you.
That's a Hawaii awakening.
That's right. Right. Hawaii has experienced it. Mm-hmm. And so, and this is not, it's not the exclusion of either individuals or nations. It's not either or. It's, you know, both of these things that we need to pray for. And being in Argentina, God began to open up my eyes to that possibility of not just individuals, but whole communities coming to the Lord. We went to a prison, almost prison, where we saw a whole prison that was transformed from one of the worst prisons in South America to a model prison in South America. In fact, we're there, and the presence of the Lord was so thick. There's like a few hundred of us, foreigners, you know, men and women, and there's like hundreds more inmates, and there's maybe a dozen guards. And I'm thinking, if these guys want to take over, they can take over right now and hold us all hostage. But the presence of the Lord was so thick in that place. It was amazing. They ministered to us. And I remember Alan Cardenas walking out of the prison going, saying, you know what? If God can do it in Argentina, God can do it in Hawaii. Same God, same God.
Mm.
And
I can picture him saying that. same God.
These gentlemen have also been to that same prison, mm-hmm. and they can attest to you what they saw as well.
How did you connect with Pastor Ellie and Pastor Ron?
Well, Ellie became the pastor of Windward Missionary Church. I'd known him, in passing, but Windward Missionary Church is right down the road from where I live. And then I don't know who contacted who first. Ellie, did you contact me or did I?
Yeah, when I came to Windward, I was told to be sure to give you a call to sit down with you.
Oh, okay.
Being the mayor of Kaneohe.
Mayor of Kaneohe. Wrong person. But, so, I mean, that's where we really connected.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I still remember our first meeting, like it was yesterday.
In Starbucks, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, not that this is a Starbucks commercial, but anyway, it was, and immediately, as we're talking, I'm going, Kapie, hey, you related to a guy named the prophet Kapie who prophesied that Hawaii was going to leave all the false gods and turn to the one true God? And at that time, I don't think you really knew, yeah?
I knew in high school because we cut class to go. We went to the best room in on campus at Waipao was the library because the AC was super strong. So we went go to sleep in there. So I fell asleep right by the Hawaiiana section. And then I woke up and had Hawaiian names. So I just went grab the book, and I didn't know the Lord at that time.
What?
That's just out of curiosity. I want to see if my name isn't there. And I find out, I find my name, and it said it was a prophet. I said, man, I was hoping like I'm a warrior or something, or a king, or a prophet. And, I didn't know anything about this. So I just closed the book. But little did I know, years that would pass, and here we are today.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and make a long story short, then we just started meeting and just my heart. I just love Ellie. I mean, how can you not love Ellie Kapihe? But I just had this great love for him. And then one day we said, we're just going to start working together more closely and kind of spiritually. I want Hanai. Ellie.
Yeah, it was actually in Argentina when Cal. And really being filled with the Spirit, and says, Ellie, do you have a spiritual father? And I said, no. And he said, I'm willing to be a spiritual father, but it must be your choice. And that was the beginning of our relationship of spiritual father and son. And God has put Cal in my life to really save me of my ways as a pastor.
Mm.
Not only as a pastor, but as a husband, as a father. So he's been such a tremendous blessing to me and my whole family.
Pastor Cal, how did you connect with Pastor Ron Yoshida?
I tried to avoid him as much as possible.
Thank you, Cal.
God gave me a love for Ronnie that I cannot explain. I cannot explain. All I can say is from God, as far back. When he first accepted the Lord, way back when we were in college, I felt an immediate kinship with him. And then when he was in ministry in Kauai, I always felt this great love for Ronnie. And Ronnie can tell his story, and I'm sure he's going to tell his story.
And he will.
Yeah, in the next hour.
Next part two, yeah. Part two of our feature.
And so, you know, from then on, so even through all the challenges that we went through, I had this great, great love for Ronnie. And as we began to understand, there's a difference between being, and my son wrote about it just this past week, there's a difference between being a mentor and being a spiritual father. And what we began to realize is that, you know, even though, you know, we're so close in age, and actually Ronnie is a year older than I, it was as if God was giving me this position of being like a spiritual father, being a spiritual father to Ronnie. And that's changed everything, you know, because a mentor, you're there, you kind of teach, you give good advice, and that, but it's up to that person. A spiritual father, it's a whole different relationship that we have with each other. And so it's been a real joy of being like a spiritual father with Ronnie.
We're talking about, when you talk about dysfunction to destiny, you're also engaging family life,
yeah,
caring for moms, dads, kids. And when you're touching on families,
yeah,
the family nucleus, the core of society, any, yes, society,
yeah,
will be, you know, distilled to the family,
absolutely,
unit. And now you speak of being a spiritual father, and these are your spiritual sons. And interesting, I do have a question, wonder about, sometimes, is it possible to have a spiritual father relationship with someone who is really, by age at least, your contemporary? As I look at you and Ron, and but the depth of that, maybe when we come back in our final segment of this part one of the two-part feature, as we talk about Transformation Hawaii, you can explain some of that, some of those dynamics to us. I think it can certainly open our eyes, maybe open our hearts to what God is doing and is wanting to do, and what God could possibly do in our lives. More with Pastor Kalchin and Pastor Eli Kapi'i and Pastor Ron Yoshida when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
You're listening listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
All right, make
guests.
A note of this website, this web address, transformationhawaii.org, okay? Transformationhawaii.org. A conference is coming up July 17th and 18th, Friday and Saturday, at New Life Church in downtown Honolulu. Dysfunction to Destiny. Come and capture practical ways to move your family, from dysfunction to destiny. And you say, well, Danny, those are fancy sounding words. You know, it sort of has a poetic rhyme to it. But think a little bit further. Reflect a little bit more. Are there some things in your family life that you think are not right? Or you have a sense that it should be better than this. It could be better than this. I'm wondering, how can it be? Maybe you've prayed. Maybe you sense within yourself, or maybe in a child, or in your relationship with your spouse, something is just a little off. Could it be better? Well, what you're saying is there may be a glimmer of, or a glimpse, that's a glimpse of dysfunction, but I'm sharing with you today that there is a glimmer of hope in transformation. And that's why I take these very important moments to share with you about Transformation Hawaii and the upcoming conference there on July 17th and 18th. TransformationHawaii.org. Pastor Cal Chinen is here with me. He's the CEO of Transformation Hawaii, along with Pastor Eli Kapie and Pastor Ron Yoshida. Pastor Cal, when we talk about families, I think every one of us, if we're honest, we know about dysfunction. Yes. I know about dysfunction. I've got my own issues and dysfunctions and need help. Yes. Before our break, we're talking about spiritual fathers and the distinction between that and mentors. Mm-hmm. How does dysfunction, families, and spiritual fathers relate?
You know, you really have asked a key question. What spiritual fathers do, and you can be a physical father and a spiritual father, or you can just be a spiritual father. I personally believe that God's destiny for every man is to become a spiritual father. And that's why in 1 John chapter 2, the apostle writes to the Ephesian church, says, I write to you little children, and I write to you fathers, and I write to you young men. And I believe the goal is that we're supposed to end up being fathers to someone, because the world is orphaned, you know, and our families are orphaned. And so the difference between a spiritual father is there is a sense of family and a sense that, that you know what, I'm going to love you no matter what. It's like the father and the prodigal son. The son can leave, but he doesn't leave the love of the father. And when he comes back, the father loves him as a father and begins to him in that journey of what it means to walk as a son. And for many of us, we're learning how to walk as sons of God and just what it means to walk as men, you know, as well as women. And so what the spiritual father does... As a spiritual father, I can sit, I can talk to Ellie, I can talk to Ronnie, but as their spiritual father, I want to love them no matter what, but we're going to talk about stuff that we need to talk about. And they can talk to me, too, about things that they need to talk about. But it's our relationship is not dependent on what we're going to talk about, because our relationship is, I'm their spiritual father, and they're my spiritual sons. We're going to work through this together. There's no, I'm out of here. Kind of thing, right? I mean, you guys can comment on that, you know.
Yeah, I think one of the primary responsibilities of a spiritual father is to set up an inheritance in the name of the Lord for their spiritual children, to pass down, to impart what God has given the spiritual parent, because they're spiritual moms as well, that only God can provide, but also to pass it down to the next generation. So I have attained some things that I've received from the Lord only because I'm willing to submit to Cal. You know, Paul says that to the believers in Corinth, you have many teachers, but you only have one Father. So the Father does teach, but it's also a lifelong commitment to ensuring that their spiritual children walks with Jesus and sees the Father heart of God.
Mm.
I think that's one of the key objectives of a spiritual father, a spiritual parent, to oversee, to take responsibility that their spiritual children become the person and the people whom God has destined them to be.
And that takes a great deal of insight, spiritual insight, to be given by God's Spirit, maybe even vision and mm-hmm. revelation,
yes.
Being able to see what maybe the spiritual son or daughter might not be able to see themselves at a particular point.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Life.
Like my father saying to me, who was my number one spiritual father, you know, that he saw I was going to be a pastor before I was even aware of it. I'm sure your dad was the same way mm-hmm. with you, Danny, mm-hmm. you know. And so they're getting insights into us and are calling us into destiny that we can live higher, at a higher trajectory of our lives than we ever anticipated, you know. And that's what a spiritual father calls us to, in believing us in these things, in a relationship that makes you open to it, you know, in going beyond. It helps us to break old habits, but also to receive this inheritance. You know, one of my spiritual fathers, and I have a number, is Ed Silvoso. And one of the things that Ed does is he always ministers with his wife, Ruth. And she's not a speaker. She doesn't like speaking. And so she doesn't give messages or anything like that. I'm not against that at all. If a woman wants to speak, that's great. But Ruth isn't like that. And, you know, my wife, when she saw Ruth, she was set free. She said, I thought all along I had to be a co-speaker along with Cal in order for us to share in the ministry. Mm. And when she saw Ruth, she got set free. And Ed always travels with her. He always acknowledges her. And you know what? That has really, I've received so much from that relationship with Ed. My wife was set free. And our relationship went to a whole nother level. And then we saw in Ed his whole family ministering together, serving the Lord together.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been encouraged. I've been encouraged with guys like Ralph Moore and Carl Moore and Wayne and Aaron Cordero. But what I saw with Ed was I saw such a partnership with all of his children in serving the Lord together. Not necessarily all in the same organization, but all serving the Lord together. Mm-hmm. And I received that inheritance, which had begun with my father. It just went to a whole other level. And so all our children were serving the Lord together. You know?
Ed, by virtue of age, is older
yes.
than you are.
Yeah.
But does it ever happen? And I wonder, I'm just looking, there's, I would imagine there's a comparison, close comparison in terms of age without getting specific between you and Pastor Ron Yoshida, and yet there is a spiritual father relationship. Pastor Ron, I wonder, you know, in the next couple minutes or so, I know we're going to hear more of your story of what God has done, but how do you relate with Pastor Cal, seeing that you guys could have very well have just grown up together?
You know, since 2000, when I started working at MGMC, Pastor Cal was my boss, and you know, I never realized how much I struggled with the father issues, and it was only recently, as Pastor Cal and I have started to talk more about this father thing, that I have really seen him as my spiritual father. It has totally changed everything. I mean, I feel so much more at peace about what I'm doing. I can work now. I can minister, and when I make mistakes, when I blow it, Cal comes and he confronts me in love. But now I see him really as my spiritual father. I think for me, My dad passed, my natural biological dad passed away almost 30 years ago. And I never realized how much I really need that male father figure in my life. Cal is, you know, we grew up together. He's a year younger than me, but I look at him now, and every morning, I promise, every morning I wake up and I say, Lord, thank you for giving me Pastor Cal as my spiritual father. And I tell you, Danny, it just, there's so much security now. Like, you know what? I'm not alone anymore. I don't have to make decisions on my own. I can go to him and he loves me. Even though he said it earlier, you know, he wished sometimes I wasn't in his life, man. I mean, talk about headache, man. I gave him plenty headaches. But he never, and I wanted to quit. I was the one who wanted to quit plenty times. But Cal was always there for me, man.
Hearing you, and I'm eager to hear your story about your family and your experiences. Mm-hmm. In our next feature, you along with Pastor Ellie, as we go deeper. But when you speak that way, you know, there is, you know, Pastor Kai, I can see him chuckling a little bit. You know why? Because there's a very unique word. I think it's a very tender word, the word of affection that comes when there is a trust and a bond and sharing life together. Because yeah. You have to have the elasticity and the ebb and flow of relation when you have those points of tension and release. Yeah. Tension and release. Yeah. Pastor Cal, we've got about 30 seconds left or so. Mm. Transformation Hawaii Conference.
Yeah.
Why should someone consider today being a part of that?
You know, I think you're gonna, you know, you've mentioned all the different speakers we have. You know, transformation isn't about us becoming some mainland thing or even some Argentine thing. This is about local people. And really, their lives are getting radically changed so that, because God has destined Hawaii to touch the world. Mm. I don't think there's any mistake whether God has destined Hawaii. And what that means is God has touched her people to touch the world.
Yes.
And you know, you take somebody like Colette, who, you know, I mean, you know, we was joking, said that she was really one tita, but at one time, but today, man, she walks as a spiritual mother, and yes. With so much influence over the people of Hawaii, you know, and she has just grown in the grace of God. Just hearing her transform, you're going to hear Ellie's and Ronnie's transformation, what God has done, so that they are touching the world. And the destiny of just common, everyday, local people. You know, Francis Oda grew up just a few blocks away from me in Palama. And today, God is using him to touch nations, you know, through Group 70. But more so because his desire to disciple people and to disciple nations. And really, at the end of the day, to disciple someone really is to father someone, to mother someone, to be the spiritual parent.
I feel the passion of your heart, yeah. And the tenderness of your heart, the tenderness, the love of a father. Pastor Kalchin, and thank you, Pastor Ellie, Pastor Ron, a big mahalo to you for taking your time to be with us. Dear one, as you've heard Pastor Cal today, and I hope that you've been moved by our time of sharing. You know, indeed, God's timing is perfect. And you know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of God, the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Yeah, we really believe that. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your financial support, thegoodlifehawaii.com, go ahead and click Partners. John 8:12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Pastor Cal Chinen, Pastor Eli Kapihe, and Pastor Ron Yoshida. Find out more at transformationhawaii.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.